Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about agriculture in this great state and all of you who do the chores, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Over the many years of dealing with farm and ranch folks, and especially the hours of one-on-one time I had with so many of you, I can honestly tell you that the word wisdom is most easily defined by those who make their living on the land. Phrasing that wisdom a bit differently, it's been said that good people are good because they've come to wisdom through failure. We get very little wisdom through success. I was thinking about the concept of wisdom and how much I learned because of those many one-on-one visits I just mentioned. I was thinking about all of this as I sat in our little kitchen one morning enjoying a third cup of coffee and watching it pour rain outside. My goodness, what a difference a year makes. Almost all of that difference is directly attributable to weather. A good friend of mine from southwest DeWall, South Dakota, during a conversation about input costs and ranching in general said, and I'm quoting, "You know, we've become pretty darn good at dealing with the price we receive for our product, and yes, even the overall cost of production. That having been said, we still don't know how to make it rain or how to make it stop." That comment says so much about the challenge associated with producing crops or livestock, and my goodness, have the last several years demonstrated that in spades. From buckets of rain most everywhere in our region just a couple of years ago to one of the worst droughts on record last year and now, well, we'll see where it goes, but so far this year it seems as if those showers are coming more often and a whole lot easier. The end result is no matter the conditions, South Dakota's farmers and ranchers are helping to feed the world's 7 billion people and are doing that by raising 83% more corn on 37% less land, which results in enough food from each producer for 155 people. I should add, they do all of that and still take care of the soil, water, air, and wildlife. For all of that, we can be darn proud. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra careful in your summer labors, and thanks for what you do.